In a paper presentation, Professor Josiah Mutir of the Voice for Family Planning said inadequate funding of family planning services and commodities was leading to high rate of out-of-pocket payments by clients, while explaining that funding would have been better if it came with consumables as it was in the case of vaccines. Professor Mutihir, who was represented by the secretary of the organization, Mrs. Hannah Tudum, said the place of childbirth spacing in ensuring a healthy population was undermined. Professor Mutihir decried the delay in the distribution of commodities to clients, attributing it to lack of funds.
With over 1.0 million women of childbearing age, it also has over 2.4 million adolescents that we know that is a critical age as far as reproductive health is concerned. So, and we know that particular age also needs family planning services. So put together, when we're looking at how the funding should be, not just for women of childbearing age, but put together these adolescents, these young people,
in her contribution, the Family Planning Coordinator, Plateau State Primary Healthcare Board, Mrs. Rehila Tolfum, said the population of over a million women of childbearing age and the sum of 23 million naira as budgetary allocation was grossly inadequate. She said of the allocation, the release was still a challenge, hence hampering the ease of service delivery.
I learned we had a meeting yesterday, and in that meeting, somebody told me that in a facility, because of lack of service provider for family planning, no services for family planning being done in that facility. But whereas we have that facility in our list of facilities that we support, so you can see that inadequate skill provider is something that really is biting high. We also have quality issue with last mile distribution to inform adequate contraceptive supply.
On his part, Dr. Philemon Johanna of the Challenge Initiative, a partner of the state government, revealed that the organization had identified the challenges and had come up with models to support the government through its 72-hour makeover intervention. Dr. Johanna said this was to ensure that the rural poor were not denied access to services and commodities. He explained that family planning and childbirth spacing was not for population control as wrongly perceived, but to ensure a healthy population, stressing that there was need to reduce maternal mortality.
So the annual budgetary allocation for family planning in Plateau State is extremely low by the data and committees that are given. And even the 23 million naira, we have had inconsistent releases, and hence the role of the media in lending the voice to ensure that there are more releases so that it leads to adequate provision of services and a reduction in this maternal mortality or quality of life for our mothers, our sisters, our brothers and sisters, and hence the family.
The panelists urged government to show more commitment to the cause by not just making budgetary allocation but ensuring releases as at when due. In Jos, Gwamkert Gwamji, Radio Nigeria.